Hey friends, so the past 2 days have been extremely stressful and overwhelming for me, maybe even more than that, but I want to share a little bit of what came to mind while I was on my run just a little while ago. And what I want to share is, how do you serve others when your cup is not full? And I've heard this analogy before, but today it really spoke to me, and so I want to share my thoughts with you. So listen, like I said, these last 2 days have been extremely stressful, and maybe some of you know, maybe not. I don't know who's, if you're new here, if you know me, actually, Barry. I'm actually a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force. And so that's just like some history to know what I'm talking about. And Monday evening, I had a midterm exam in my college class. Now, I haven't been to school in over 8 years, and I'm trying, like my thing for 2018 was, I've changed my vocabulary and the things that I use, and I've been reflecting back on my life and I've always been a quitter, and I talked about this in a previous episode. And so what I've been doing is, I guess, tying up loose ends. And so I've been going to college because I want to finally finish my associate's degree so I can at least say I have an associate's degree instead of putting high school or some college. It's just a personal goal that I've set for myself to feel like I've completed something and finished something that I've started. And so with this exam, it's been very stressful, very overwhelming, getting back into the swing of things. And I also have a duty to uphold. I have work that needs to be done. We have inspections that have to that I'm getting inspected on the different tasks at work and the quality that I provide. But also I have peers and troops and airmen and people that I also have to serve. So how do I serve when my cup is empty? So this analogy that came to mind was, imagine we have this, this mental cup, okay? It's not physical, but and so I have a cup and my troops have a cup and my peers have a cup. How do I serve them and pour into them to fill their cup when my cup is not full? How do I fill my cup so that I'm able to serve and give to others? And so the reason this came to me while I was on my run. Actually, I went to the gym before I went to work. Woke up early, went to the gym. And then on my lunch break, I went to the gym and ran again. And that's not normal for me to go to the gym twice in a day. But for me, that's how I fill my cup. I listen to podcasts that fill, my spirit, my soul, and do me good. I listen to music that lifts me up because I know if I did not go to the gym before I went to work, I wouldn't have released that anxiety, that stress, that tension that I have, built up with the stress of school and the stress of exams and the stress of, inspections at work. And I want to be able to serve others. And even though I might have a small group of people and I'm not serving people in a large capacity like Lisa Nichols or Tony Robbins, but you don't have to have a huge audience or huge following to impact people. It could be just simply by being that positive person in the room, that smile in the room, that good morning, good evening, how are you doing today? To the people that are around you that you work with. That's how you can serve and make an impact. So this is what I needed to do to fill my cup so I can serve others. And the gym has definitely been the way that I really bring myself back to focus and shake the stress away and listen to really good podcasts. I'll probably share later a podcast about podcasts that I listen to. I think that might be helpful. Some of the people might like to know what I listen to. And look, I'm new to this podcast thing and I don't have the best titles. I don't have the best well, not really the best. I don't have one at all. Podcast editor, audio editor, and I might not have the best copy and describe what I'm talking about, but I'm passionate. I have a message, And I have a phone, and I can just press record and share my thoughts. And you know, if impact one person and help one person have a better day, you know, I believe that'll be like the ripple effect. You know, when you drop a pebble into the water, you know, it has those ripple effects. And then, you know, if I can affect one person, then another person can affect a person, and we can just start this ripple of positive effects in this world. And another thing that I did. Going on a tangent here. Another thing that I did is I deleted my Facebook app because I realized that I was spending too much time, whether it's like sitting down here on my sofa here, on the train there, or in a waiting room. I'm just scrolling through Facebook, and that's toxicity to my mind. And it's crazy how you don't realize it, but when you're seeing advertisements or articles or share this or people complaining and griping and negative things that people are saying. You know, that's just not feeding my soul, so that's not filling my cup. That's draining my cup. That's emptying my cup. So that's one of the things I've also done this week while I focus on pursuing myself, my pursuing goals and bettering myself and serving others. I just removed some of the things that were negative in my life and increased the things that are positive and you know, great for me. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. Yeah, this is just all I had to share with you all. And please connect with me on Instagram at Barry M. Tuck, or you know, snap me on Snapchat. I like to Snapchat Barry Tuck Online.